The Women's Tennis Association has adopted new rules to make it easier for top female players to return to elite competition after they have a child. The changes will see players granted a special ranking if they're out of competition for up to 52 weeks or longer. Women's tennis administrators want to avoid a repeat of what happened to American Serena Williams this year when she fell to 451 in the rankings after the birth of her daughter. Nick Grimm reports.
As one of the world's top tennis players, she has the kind of grunt that pulls in the crowds, advertisers and sponsors. Motherhood didn't change that appeal, but the break from playing did see Serena Williams slide rapidly down the rankings.
Out of that astonishing US Open final.
The strain of the hard battle back to the top, perhaps evident during the final of the US Open, as Naomi Osaka's historic win was overshadowed by Serena Williams's outbursts at a chair umpire who penalised her for on-court coaching and racket abuse. But as the American ABC network acknowledged, the anger wasn't directed at her younger opponent.
How did motherhood influence how you comforted Naomi today?
I don't know. I felt at one point I felt bad because I'm crying and she's crying, and maybe it was the mom in me that was like, listen, we got to pull ourselves together here.
Now the governing body for the game, the Women's Tennis Association, has moved to make it easier for players like Serena Williams to return to the elite level after having a child. A special ranking will be allocated to those players, allowing them to compete in 12 tournaments when they return to competition after a year or more away. It also means they won't be forced to face a top seed in the opening rounds of those tournaments. Peter Johnston is a former senior vice president of the WTA and a former elite player for Australia.
Well, I think it's a very practical measure that the WTA has taken, given the Serena example, but also there's been other examples of high-profile or highly ranked women players. Victoria Azarenka is another one who comes to mind. You know, one thing about players' rankings is they can disappear quite quickly if you're off the tour, and it's hard. Your rankings count for only 12 months, and so if you drop out for injury or, and in the case of childbirth, you're quite a lengthy period, very hard to pick back up onto the tour.
But conversely, will it make it harder for junior players to get to that elite level if players like the Serena Williamses and Victoria Azarenkas of the world are having their special rankings preserved for that amount of time?
Well, look, there is always that impact of when you do something for the top, does it actually hurt the ones coming up next? For example, if you allow someone coming back on the tour to be seeded, then the first person to be impacted is the one who lost their seeding on their ranking. So that's always the nature of it.
Serena Williams will have to ditch her skin-tight catsuit.
It's not the only change to follow Serena Williams' headline-grabbing return to professional tennis this year. The black skin-tight bodysuit she wore during play at the French Open will no longer raise the eyebrows and concerns of tournament officials, with rules amended to give female players greater latitude in choosing their attire on court.
A tennis star who started wearing it on the court after giving birth says
new rules will include efforts to speed up play with a 25-second shot clock between points to be introduced, while players will also be permitted just one toilet break or change of attire per match instead of the two allowed under existing rules. Peter Johnston again.
I'm not a big fan of the clock, I have to say, because if you're playing, and look, the tour is played all year round and often in hot countries, particularly outdoors. So if you're in the middle of a long match, being on the clock, being back to play the next point after 25 seconds can actually be a little unrealistic if you've run around and hit 30 balls in a rally and it's been done more than once in the match. So I think the ultimate message here is we're in the entertainment business. We have to have this continual flow, the continuous play, and also to give the spectator and the fans some sort of ongoing show that's very crisp and succinct and therefore more attractive.
Peter Johnston from is a former senior vice president of the Women's Tennis Association, now tournament director at the Kooyong Classic. Nick Grimm with that report.